Married at First Sight. Chapter 3181. So, Abby came to her to inquire about Evan?
Miss Du, what's the current relationship between you and Evan?
Serenity asked bluntly. Abby was silent for several minutes before replying, I don't know what my relationship is with him. After I met him, he seemed to be pursuing me, but maybe he was. He treated me with aloofness, but he said he was not pursuing me. When I was about to forget him, he would send me flowers, give me things I liked, and treat me to dinner. When I encountered difficulties at work, he remained silent. Please help me solve it. If I wanted to repay him, he was nowhere to be found. He didn't answer my calls or reply to my messages. I don't know where he lives. If I didn't know his name, I wouldn't know where he lived. I investigated him, but I didn't know that he was the fourth young master of the York family. Serenity, D**MN Evan. It really was. He didn't want to pursue Abby, but because of his grandma's wishes, he forced himself to pursue her. When Abby had some ideas, he left again. Serenity dared to say that he must have found the girl he was entangled with in his dream. At this moment, Evan was also in a state of entanglement. Should he follow Grandma's wishes or follow his own wishes? Did he really dislike Abby? Did he really have deep feelings for the girl in his dream? Most likely, he hadn't figured it out yet. It was a bit like a pedal boat. Abby said, "Miss Hunt, it makes you laugh. I'm a bit stubborn. I always have to find out everything when I encounter it. I just want to know what Evan means. But I can't just go to Evan on a casual basis. I heard that several of your brothers-in-law have great respect for you, so I took the liberty of disturbing you." Serenity kept smiling and said, "It's okay. If you have anything to say, please ask me. If I know anything, I will tell you." In fact, except for Callum and Kevin, she didn't know the brothers-in-law very well, and she rarely saw them. She only saw them when everyone came back from family gatherings. When they had something to do, they also looked for Zachary, not her, the eldest sister-in-law. Unless they did something to offend their significant other, they would go to their sister-in-law, Serenity, to be a lobbyist. For example, when Callum molested Cameron, and Cameron got angry and ignored him, Callum came to Serenity and asked Serenity to help him apologize to Cameron and ask for forgiveness. Abby asked, "Does Evan have a girlfriend?" Serenity replied, "As far as I know, before you came to me, I knew he didn't have one. There will definitely be one in the future. The girl Evan always dreamed about, he definitely didn't have a relationship with. After confirming the relationship, he would bring the girl back to meet his parents and explain everything to his grandma. There was no confirmed relationship, so he did not have a girlfriend." Abby asked again, "Then does he have a girl he likes?" Serenity thought for a while and replied, "Miss Du, I dare not say that this answer is absolute. Evan is my brother-in-law, and he treats me like his oldest sister-in-law. It is true that we have a lot of respect, but everyone is usually busy with work, and he does not work at York's headquarters. So, we don't meet many times and have few opportunities. I can't say 100% about his private life. As far as I know, he doesn't have a girlfriend because he has never brought a girl home to meet his elders.
If he hasn't met his elders, he is undecided. If he is undecided, he is single. These are the answers I analyzed. He may have a girl he likes now, or he may not. It doesn't matter. He usually won't tell me about his emotional problems. Abby said with an oh, I thought he would tell you everything. Chapter 3182. Abby inquired very clearly. Evan was the most filial to his grandma and the most respectful to his eldest brother, Zachary. If something happened, he might not tell his biological brother, Callum, but he might tell his eldest brother, Zachary. Zachary was a doting wife. If his brothers came to him for something, he would talk to his beloved wife, and Serenity would know. That's why Abby took the liberty to come to Serenity. People in Serenity's company also suspected that she was Serenity's love rival. Even Serenity might be a little suspicious of her. At first, she just asked the secretary to make tea for her. After learning the purpose of her visit, she asked the secretary to serve some snacks and fruits. Abby was not angry at Serenity's different treatment. If it were hers, she would do the same. If a love rival arrives, she can at most give her a cup of warm water without losing basic courtesy. There is no way she can make tea or serve her snacks if she wants to. Love rival. They were extremely jealous when they met. Therefore, when Serenity did this, Abby felt it was very real. Abby also knew a thing or two about what kind of big family the York family was. If she had the chance to marry into such a family, she would be absolutely happy. But she didn't know what kind of mentality Evan had towards her. Evan occasionally talks to his elder brother, but I haven't seen him in recent times. Abby said it again. Where is Evan now? Serenity asked Abby. Abby replied, he was in Hyribity half a month ago. I don't know now. He may have returned to Wiltspoon, or he may be on a business trip elsewhere. Serenity asked, so, you haven't seen him for half a month? Abby nodded. I haven't seen him for half a month. Evan is like this. When I was about to get rid of him, he showed up again and was very nice to me. When I was tempted and wanted to have a vigorous love affair with him, he disappeared without a trace. It's really annoying. Abby gritted her teeth. What Evan did was full of resentment. Serenity understood that br*t, I will ask his elder brother to call him later and ask him where he is now. If he is in Wiltspoon, I will ask his elder brother to ask him what he means. Abby said, if he is in Wiltspoon, and I am in Wiltspoon now, Miss Hunt, I don't need you to help me ask him. I will go find him myself and ask him what he thinks I am. Serenity hummed, okay, Miss Du, give me your contact information later. When I have news, I'll let you know and ask you to find him. Dealing with this type of personal relationship issue is necessary. The two parties involved need to talk face to face. What Evan did is too much. Serenity stood by Abby's side. If he really can't fall in love with Abby, he should pursue the girl in his dream wholeheartedly. As long as he and the other person truly love each other, and as long as the other person's character is good enough, Grandma won't blame him for changing her. Evan flirts with both sides like this, and neither side gives an answer, which makes people really want to slap him. The old lady was present now, and she definitely waved her cane to greet him.